Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flags off Bhavnagar Ayodhya Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar station in Gujarat. Also inaugurates Rewa Pune and Jabalpur Raipur trains virtually. In Uttar Pradesh, 11 people killed after a vehicle with 15 devotees falls into Saryu Canal in Gonda district. IMD forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. In table tennis, top-seeded Indian duo Manu Shah and Diya Chitale storm into final of WTT Star Contender 2025 in Brazil, set to face Japan's Satoshi Aida and Honoka Hashimoto tonight. And in cricket, England to resume second innings at overnight score of 50-1 against India in the final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off the Bhavnagar Ayodhya Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat today. The minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. The minister said that with 34,000 kilometers of new railway tracks laid in the past 11 years, Indian Railways is witnessing a massive transformation. Addressing the gathering at Bhavnagar Railway Station, he reaffirmed the commitment of the government to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
Union Ministers Mansukh Mandviya and Nimuben Bambhania were also present on the occasion. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai participated in the program virtually. On the occasion, the Railway Minister also made a slew of announcements for Gujarat. A report.
In a significant boost to infrastructure in Rajkot, Porbandar and Junagadh districts, new train service was announced between Porbandar and Rajkot. A long-awaited demand has been fulfilled with the announcement of a new railway line between Saradia and Vanchaliya. Additionally, a modern coach maintenance hub will be built at Ranagaon station at a cost of 135 crore. The minister also announced a new container terminal. The minister also announced the establishment of new container terminal at Bhavnagar Airport and also promised to start new Vande Bharat train between Bhavnagar and Surat. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Bhavnagar.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives and four others were injured in a road accident in Gonda this morning. According to the police, a bolero carrying 15 devotees on their way to the Prithvi Nath temple went out of control and fell into a canal near the Saryu Canal Bridge in Rehra village along the Parasarai Alawal Devariya road. Speaking to the media, Gonda SP Vineet Jaiswal confirmed that 11 bodies have been recovered from the canal.
चार लोगों को नहर में से जीवित निकाल लिया गया जो सुरक्षित हैं और प्राथमिक उपचार हेतु उन्हें सीएससी या थोक लगा दिया गया और 11 लोगों की इस दुर्घटना में दुखद मृत्यु हो गई है. 11 लोगों के शव निकालकर इनके पंचायतनामा की कार्रवाई कर पोस्टमार्टम हेतु जिला अस्पताल गोंडा भिजवा दिया गया है. बाकी तत्काल सूचना की सूचना प्राप्त होते सभी अधिकारी यहाँ मौजूद है. एसडीआरएफ की टीम भी हमारी मौके पर आ गई है और रेस्क्यू और सर्च के ऑपरेशन अभी भी उनका जारी है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज एक्सप्रेस्ड सैडनेस ऑन द लॉस ऑफ लाइव्स इन द एक्सीडेंट. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the mishap. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. The Prime Minister said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of the kin of each deceased. He said the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also expressed grief over the accident and announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Union Minister for Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari announced that in the next 2 years, roads in Andhra Pradesh would be on par with those in America. Addressing a meeting along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, after laying the foundation stone for 27 road development projects and dedicating two completed projects worth 5,233 crore rupees to the nation in Mangalgiri town of Andhra Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Gadkari said the new projects will link Andhra Pradesh more closely with Telangana, Karnataka, Orissa and Tamil Nadu. The union minister announced that the Vijayawada-Hyderabad road will be developed into a six-lane highway, reducing travel time between the two cities to just 2 hours. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers or BLOs and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. BLO supervisors who play a crucial role in overseeing the electoral roll preparation process will now receive 18,000 rupees annually, up from 12,000 rupees. Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Delhi police has prohibited the flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms in the national capital till the 16th of this month, keeping in mind the precautionary security measure in the city. These include paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned aircraft systems, micro-light aircrafts, remotely piloted aircrafts, hot air balloons, small-sized powered aircrafts, quadcopters, and para-jumping from aircrafts. Flying of such aerial platforms over the jurisdiction of the national capital shall be punishable under Section 223 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in Bihar, East UP, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the day. An orange alert has been issued for several districts in Gujarat, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Meanwhile, monsoon rains continue intermittently across most parts of Himachal Pradesh, including capital Shimla. A yellow alert has been issued for heavy rainfall today in the districts of Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur. More from our correspondent.
In the tribal district of Lahol Spiti in Himachal Pradesh, a flash flood in the Dareid stream of Udaipur subdivision has washed away the only bridge connecting Udaipur Tindi Pangi Kilad, completely cutting off road connectivity. Meanwhile, in Chadi Panchayat of Chamba district, a landslide has damaged the building of a local health center and also posed a threat to around 40 families residing in a village below. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, two national highways and 305 link roads across the state remain closed to traffic due to heavy rainfall and landslides. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In some international news, in Japan, the Indian pavilion titled Bharat Mandap at the World Expo 2025, being held in Osaka, attracted over 20,000 visitors yesterday, as people came to witness the richness of India's cultural heritage and handicrafts. Other attractions at the expo included Chandrayaan Zone, showcasing India's pioneering achievements in space exploration and its lunar missions. The One District, One Product Zone showcased walnut wood carving from Jammu and Kashmir and Tarakashi art from Orissa. This showcases India's soft power, leaving its footprints across the multipolar world. The expo has drawn participation from over 160 countries and 9 international organizations. Afghan citizens living in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province have been directed to leave the country without delay as their proof of registration cards expired on 30th of June. The Home Department of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government issued a notification on Friday urging all Afghan nationals residing in the province with proof of registration cards to return to Afghanistan in accordance with the guidelines from the Federal Ministry of Interior. A powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck Russia's Kuril Islands this morning. The quake triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. This is the second major earthquake near Russia in a week. on 30th of July, an 8.8 magnitude quake struck the region, followed by several strong aftershocks. Just hours before the latest tremor, the Krasheninkov volcano in Kamchatka erupted for the first time in 600 years. According to Olga Gerina, head of the Kamchatka Volcanic Eruption Response Team, the eruption may be linked to the earlier earthquake which had triggered tsunami warnings as far as the French Polynesia and Chile. The death toll from the partial collapse at Chile's El Teniente copper mine has risen to 2 after human remains were found during the ongoing search efforts for 5 trapped workers. The discovery comes days after the collapse, triggered by a seismic event on Thursday, trapped 6 workers more than 900 meters below ground at the world's largest underground copper mine. One miner was previously confirmed dead, halting operations at the century-old mine. Chile is the world's largest copper producer, generating about 5.3 million tons in 2024. Chile's mining industry is considered one of the safest globally. The country, however, lies along the earthquake-prone Pacific Ring of Fire. On to the world of sports now. In table tennis, India's impressive campaign at the WTT Star Contender 2025 in Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil, continues, with Manu Shah and Dia Chitale set to compete in the mixed doubles final tonight. The match is expected to begin at 9 p.m. Indian time. The top-seeded Indian pair, ranked world number 10, stormed into the final with dominant wins over Chilean teams in both the quarterfinal and semifinal. They will now face Japan's duo of Satoshi Aida and Honoka Hashimoto today. In athletics, Olympians Tejinder Pal Singh, Tur, Sarvesh Kushare and Vidya Ram Raj won their titles at the Indian Grand Prix 3rd in Ludhiana yesterday. Our report.
Tejinder Pal dominated the men's shot put with a throw of 18.93 meter, ahead of Iqbal Singh Chahal 17.46 meter and Sahib Singh 17.25 meter. He holds the national record of 21.49 meter, which was also the Asian record for almost 3 years. In the men's high jump, Sarvesh Kushare cleared 2.23 meter to win, being the only athlete to jump over 2 meters. He recently beat the national record holder at the Indian Open meet in Bengaluru with a 2.21 meter effort. In the women's 400 meters hurdle, Vidya Ramaraj clinched victory with a time of 1 minute 1.01 seconds. She had earlier equaled the national record during the 2023 Asian Games. Momi Jana secured second place, while Alina Varghese came in third. In the men's javelin throw, Yashvir Singh took first place with 77.79 meter, followed by Manjinder Singh 71.1 meter and Gaurav Patel 70.36 meter. Yashasvi Kirial, News Desk.
And in cricket, all eyes are on the Oval in London today as day 4 of the 5th and final test between India and England gets underway, a day that could decide the fate of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. With England leading the series 2-1, this match is India's last chance to level the series and avoid a series defeat on English soil. The hosts will resume their second innings at the score of 50 for 1, needing 324 more runs to chase down a steep target of 374 set by India. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. On day 3 yesterday, Zach Crawley was dismissed on the final ball by Mohammad Siraj, giving India a crucial breakthrough just before stumps. Ben Duckett remains at the crease as the match heads into a potentially defining fourth day. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flags off Bhavnagar Ayodhya Cant weekly train from Bhavnagar station in Gujarat, also inaugurates Rewa Pune Jabalpur Raipur trains virtually. In UP, 11 people killed after a vehicle with 15 devotees falls into Sariu Canal in Gonda district. In table tennis, top-seeded Indian duo Manu Shah and Dia Chitale storm into final of WTT Star Contender 2025 in Brazil, set to face Japan's Satoshi Aida and Honoka Hashimoto tonight. And in cricket, England to resume second innings at overnight score of 50 for 1 against India in the final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.